I think the major issue in CLL, well, there are a couple of issues. One is the development of the autoimmune complications, which still occurs and is a nuisance, and there's no clear understanding as to the mechanism, so that we still go through the regular process of giving them steroids. If steroids don't work, you give them cyclosporine, and if that doesn't work, you give them a splenectomy. If that doesn't work, you're in trouble. So that the autoimmune complications are a difficult group of disorders, and hopefully with the thrombomimetics coming along, that will help the thrombocytopenia part of it. The other feature is, how do you diagnose when patients are changing and transforming into a large cell transformation? And I think this is the main area where PET scanning is going to emerge in CLL. PET uptake is minimal in CLL as it is in the other indolent lymphomas, but it's very active in patients that have a large cell transformation to identify the site of the transformation. But I would still encourage people, if they do have that hotspot occurring, to then go ahead and do a biopsy, because a number of the patients will have a large cell lymphomatous transformation, and some will actually have a Hodgkin's transformation or a Hodgkin's-like transformation. So again, the mantra is, if something is going wrong, find out what's going wrong with tissue rather than just supposition. The transformation events are almost always accompanied by an increase in the lactic dehydrogenase level. So this is a good reason in a sniff test to identify who you should be doing PET scans on, etc.